getting to the end of the sugya over here in Daf Lamed. Beautiful, beautiful sugya. We've spoken about many different aspects of the sugya already. So last time we were discussing Gemara Mem Aleph Amid Beis, how can the machzik be zochah? What are the mechanisms that allow the machzik to be zochah? So the Gemara seems to say that there are two ways, that either if he's toin kamei didi zavna minach, so then he's neman de migu de minach zavinta. You could tell the Mari de Beisa that he bought it directly from him. So if he says neplanya zavinta de zavna minach kamei didi zavna minach, the middleman bought it from you, but it was in front of me, meaning I know that there was a sale. So then he's neman de migu, and we discuss what that means. Is it really a migu? Is it a tana machmas atzma? The Gemara says that if he has edus the derbe chayoma, that the middleman lived there for one day, at least for one day, then that's enough also. How does that work? There's no migu then. Taninan. Right? As long as there's an edus the derbe chayoma, so then we're going to be taninan for him that the mocher, that the middleman actually bought it from the marakam. And we discussed, what does the edus the derbe chayoma accomplish? Right? Is it like an umdana that the middleman bought it from the marakam, or maybe it's doing something totally different? Maybe it's establishing the machzik as a lokeach who bought it from the middleman, and then with taninan that the mocher, that the middleman bought it from the marakam. And then we talked about the final issue was, can a taina of darbe chadyoma kamedidi, can that work as well? Do you need dafka an edus to darbe chadyoma, or maybe a taina of kamedidi darbe chadyoma would work? Maybe that would also be Neman B'migu. So that's Tosis, Shita, Daf Lamed. Most of the Rishonim disagree. And we talked yesterday about what the machlokas between the Rishonim might be. Now, this is the Gemara later. The question is, how does it plug back into our sugya? And that's what we're here to discuss today. The Rashbam mentions both in Yonim, both Svaras of Daf Neman from the days. He says, Aval Hechzik Zeh Shalosh Shonim, he says, first of all, if he claims kamei didi zavna minach, then he's neman b'migu. Nami, yesh lo edim shehafzik b'amocha yom echad. If he has edim that hasik b'amocha yom echad, dabrech ad yoma, he would also win. Not b'migu, but once he has edim the darbe chadyoma, then we're going to be tanina. We'll be tanina at the middleman border from the marakam, and he's going to win there as well. Zok the Rashbam v'hochi aminu l'kamon b'pirkin hakav yahu the darbe kashta b'kashta b'elisa arba shonim. And this is what the Gemara later on says. So he quotes the Gemara, mentions both points. Pretty clear, right? Our Gemara and the other Gemara working in tandem. But says the Rashbam, it doesn't apply as smoothly as we'd expect. V'hocha b'hai uvda, filu imbo'u edem she'achzik b'yom echad, oso hamocha, abel ein yodeim lakach osa imlav, eino mo'el klun, says the Rashbam, but over here, edus the dor b'chadyoma would not work. It would not work. Me'acha she'ze lo hechzik shaloshonim, v'gam harishon ein lo shtar mechira min habayim. Since there's no cheskas b'moshonim, there's no shtar mechira, so it's not going to work. Comes the Rashbam and says, even though we'd imagine the Gemara Mem Aleph is the paradigm for our sugya, it's the same idea. Meplan yezav into the zav minach. So if over there there are two ways that the machzik can be zocha, we imagine over here there should be two ways as well. So up the Rashbam, then over here there's one difference, and we keep on mentioning this difference. There we know that the Mari de Beisa was the marakama. There are edim that he owned the field at some point, and he owned the bias at some point in time. But the machzik also has chazaka. He has a chazaka of dalet shoni. Over here, the machzik does not have a chazaka of even gimel shonim, right? There's no cheskes gimel shonim. But the ma'arer doesn't have eidim that he ever owned the field either. Right? So this case is different than daf and daf memalav and abayim. So zokir hashmam, it's a very important difference. Because there's no cheskes gimel shonim over here, edus the dor bechadyom is not going to help him. Even if there are eidim that the middleman was dor bechadyoma, Dr. Rashbam, since there's no edus of cheskas gimel shonim, he's not going to get it. We're not going to be taninan for him. Who disagrees with the Rashbam? Tosfos. Tosfos is very strong. This was the comment that I made to you when we started reading Tosfos. We started reading Tosfos, a long Tosfos. So you can't get bogged down with the details in the beginning because it's too much. But now that we've learned Tosfos and with Mamish Bekim, the Floyd and Tosfos, now we can start to talk details, right? Maybe. right. So what does Tosfos say at the beginning? He quotes the Rashbam, Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel. The Muchzak Zeh Shalosh Shanim Betoyim Meplanya Zavinti Zavim Minoch. Kami Didi Dinema Migu Dibay Amer Minoch Zavinti V'Chadosh Nechaz. This is Mamash the Rashbam I just read to you. Right? He says that if Hechzak Zeh Shalosh Shanim, then he's Neman. If he claims Meplanya Zavinti Zavim Minoch, as long as he says Kami Didi, it's okay. Inami im yesh lo edim shechzik ba moche yom echad. Fine. And he brings a raya from Ahud Adar b'kash to b'ilisa. That's the Rashbam. We just read it. Ukedvarav kenu, and Tosa says he's right. The Rashbam is right. I mean, after all, it's a Gemara, my mouth on base. How can you disagree? Ukedvarav kenu, hechad yesh edim lama arisha karka shalohas. Says Tosfos, that's true if there are edim that the Ma'arer had the karka, like by Mem Aleph on the base. Mem Aleph on the base is talking about that there are Edim that the Ma'arer the base owned the bias at some point in time. So if there are Edim that he owned the bias, then the Rashbam is right that if the Ma'arzik has these two things, he can win. What does that mean? Because there are Edim that the Ma'arer the base owned the bias at some point in time, then if the Ma'arzik is Ma'arzik Gimel Shon, if he has Cheskas Gimel Shonim, and one of these two additional Kochos, he either says Kami Didi Zavna Minach, or there are Edim the Dorbe Chadyoma, then he's going to win, says Tosfos. That's all true. That's what the Gemara later on says. Aval Be'uvda Dehocha, but Zok Tosfos, Be'uvda Dehocha, our case, Aval Amin, the Mashmash Lo Hoya La Ma'ara Edim, Medekama Lav Kamodis, since the Ma'ara says Lav Kamodis, it's Mashma, he doesn't have Edim that he owned the Karka. That's why he has to say, aren't you moded to me that I own the Karka? Says Tosfos, if he had the time of Kami Didi Zavda Minach or Kami Didi Darba Chad Yoma, he would win even without Cheskas Gimel Shonim. Avu Bishalo Hechzik Shalosh Shonim, says Tosfos. Not just Hechzik Shalosh Shonim, like Rashbam would have us believe, but Avu Bishalo Hechzik Shalosh Shonim, he says. Migu Divay Omer Lohoysa Shalcha Me'olam. He has a Migu. Right, he has a migu at the beginning, right? Before he was moded, right? He has the migu at the beginning. Lahoisa shalchah me'olam. He could say lahadam. It never belonged to you bechalal. So Tosfos, since he could say lahadam, lahayudvarim me'olam, you never owned it at all. So he's neman to say kamedidi zavim minoch or kamedidi darbe chad yoma. He's neman even without a cheskas gimel shanim, says Tosfos. He's got the migo. So he's got the migo in the back. Meaning, we don't have an Edom that the Ma'ara ever owned the field. So if we don't have an Edom that the Ma'ara ever owned the field, then now he has a migo de lahadam. He could deny everything. So if he has a migo de lahadam, then he's neman to say, kame didi davar minach, or kame didi dar bechad yoma, even without cheskas gimel shonim. What do you need cheskas gimel shonim for? He's got the migo. So as long as he has a migo, that's it. He's neman. Against the Rashbam. The Rashbam would have us believe that the Gemara Mem Aleph is all correct, but that's where this Cheskas Gimel Shonim. This Cheskas Gimel Shonim, then he's Neman with these two options. But here, that there's no Cheskas Gimel Shonim, no, he brings Edim to Darbe Chadyom, he's not going to be Neman. He doesn't have the options. Tosfos says, no. Over here, he would still have the options, even without Cheskas Gimel Shonim. He'd still have the options, even without Cheskas Gimel Shonim. Why? The Ma'ara doesn't have Edom that he ever owned the field. So in that case, the Masik has a Migu. If he has a Migu, so what's the problem? He has a Migu, there's no problem. Mem Aleph is talking about that the Ma'ara de Beisa has Edom that he owned it. So without Chazak de Mashon, that's a problem. But here, if the Ma'ara doesn't have Edom that he ever owned the Karka, so the Machzik does have a migu de la hadam. He can deny everything. So if he has a migu, then he's neman even without Cheskas Gimel Shonim. It's Tosfos. It's a major machlokas rishonim. And before you like get your feet into the sugya, not just your feet wet. You have to really get into the sugya to really appreciate this statement of Tosfos. So there's a depth to the statement because you first have to know the Gemara later, and then you have to plug it back in. Tosfos says that this last point of the Rashbam, just to read the whole Rashbam, you're trying to get all the different points, by the time you get to the end, you don't realize what he's saying. Comes Tosfos and says, yeah, what he's saying is not even correct. I'm not sure that he's right. But the Rashbam was adamant about what he says. Right? He thought that it was true. That here, that there's no Cheskas Gimel Shonim, Eidus the Dor Bechadyom is not going to work. It's not just Tosfos that argues with the Rashbam. The Ramban also argues with the Rashbam. The Ramban is troubled. Also, why shouldn't there be a Migul? Even without Cheskas de Moshani. Rav Rabbeinu Shmuel, Shekosov, Shafil, Levi, Eidim, Dor Bechadyom, Haud Zav Minei, Lo Mahani, Me'achar, Shlohech, Zibo, Sholoshon. To Mihani Olov, Zok the Ramban, the Ton, and Liorish, the Lokeach, with Ton for Yorish, for a Lokeach, Komai de Matzi Ton, Haud Kamei, Taninan, with Taninan for a Lokeach, for a Yorish, whatever the Mocher or the father could have been towing. Elishit Sorech, Raya de Dorbe Ha Mocher, or Amorish Chadyoma, can have a fresh come on. You need a Raya that he was Dorbe Chadyoma. Once there's Dorbe Chadyoma, then with Taninan. We need Raglayim Ladover to be Taninan, Zok the Ramban. But once you have Raglayim Ladover, then we can be Taninan. So with Taninan, whatever the middleman could have been towing. So the middleman has a Migu. The middleman has a Migu. So if the middleman has a migu, what could be the problem over here? Even if the machzik were not machzik shaloshonim, even if he's not machzik shaloshonim, what's the problem? The middleman has a migu. What's his migu? He could say minoch zavinta. The middleman could say minoch zavinta to the ma'arer. But migu, the lahadam, he could say you never owned it bechalal. You don't have anything that you owned it. So if I agree that you owned it, if I say minoch zavinta, I'm neman b'migu, that I could say that you never owned it at all. So if the mocher has a migu, the machzik should have the migu too, frek the Ramban. So if the mocher has the migu, then we can be taninon for the machzik, because that's what taninon's all about. We're taninon for the lokeach, whatever the mocher could have been towing. So why can't we do taninon over here? Is doch a migu? So if there's a migu, what could be the problem? That's Tosis Kasha, basically. Right, Tosis is asking, since there is a migu de la hadam over here, so why can't we be taninan for him if there's edus d'dor b'chadyoma? Now we've created raglayim ladover that the mocha bought it, so why can't we be taninan for the masik, the same migu that the mocha could be toin? What's the Rashbam talking about? It's the chapela, a mamish chapela in the Rashbam. It's the migu. If there's a migu, what's the problem over here? What's the problem? The Rashbam says no, that he's not going to be Neman, that he is not going to win if he doesn't have Cheskas Gimoshon. He's not going to win if he doesn't have Cheskas Gimoshon. What's the problem? There's the Chamigu. What could be the problem? So some of the Achronim want to suggest that the Rashbam has a Yisod that he's sharing with us. This is in the Drisha. The Drisha is a parish on the tour. The Beis Halevi has a big tshuva about this, where he expands on the Drisha. He says what the Drisha says as well, but then he expands on it even more. The Drishan Simen Kuf Mem Vav. In the packet 17, it's there in the packet, and there's one page. L'chay nire, the Svira Leila HaRashbam, the Kishon Hu Yodim, Bevadai de lo Haisek, Yemoshnos Chazaka, B'yana Machzik, Lo Mehem Ninon Le, Be'omra Zavinta, Minah, B'migu de lahadam. Zok the Drisha, the Rashbam is telling us the following. That if there's no Cheskas Gemoshonim, then there's no Migul. We don't believe in with the Migul. The Machzik wouldn't be Neman with that Migul if there's no Cheskas Gemoshonim. He would not be Neman the Migul. To say Minoch Zavinta, the Migul de la Hadam. The Havalei Migul b'mokom Eid. The Anan Sadi, the Ein Miderach Ha'olam Likach Bayas Osod de Veloshtar. The Avim Ein Laham Aare Edim Lefaneinu Eich Somach. There's a change in the gears there. Eich Somach Hamachzik Al Zeh Mitchila B'sho Shekono Meham Aare Dimu Yiyu Lo Edim V'yitrifenu Miyodo. Even if there are no Edim that the Ma'ar ever owned the field, but how is the Machzik Somach on that? Well, he doesn't care about the Shtar? He got rid of the Shtar? Why would he do that? Kevin the Leslie Star Biodov, who atso moda shaya shalo, the EF shalakhisho, loma shaya kvagimal shonin, biodo, loma hemnina, lazam mazi. What's the Drisha saying? Poshupshat, the simple line of the Drisha is that he's saying that if there's no cheskas gimel shonin, and the machzik is not holding on to a star, then he's not neman b'migo. What's the kasha? That we should be taninon Just like the mocha, the middleman, has a migul, so too the machzik should have that migul. We should be taninan for him the same migul that the mocher has. So comes the Rashbam and says, no. The machzik wouldn't have the migul, and the mocha wouldn't have the migul either. If there's no cheskas gimel shanim over here, and no one has a shtar, anan sadi that there was no mechira. Anan sadi they didn't borrow the field. Because if they bought the field, they would have kept the shtar. Toch gimel shanim we're talking. People keep on to the shtar. They're afraid. Ach vishtarcha. They're afraid. So they would hold on to the shtar. If he doesn't have the shtar, that's the biggest raya that there was no mechira. It's the chamigu b'mokom eidim, he says. Migu, that's a phrase. Underline that phrase. That's the yisod. The Rashbam assumes that if there's no cheskas in Loshanim, and neither the machzik nor the mocher have a shtar, that's a migu b'mokom eidim. They wouldn't be nemo with that migu. So there's no taninan b'chlal. That's what he means. The eidus to darbe chadyama makes the raglayim ledover that the middleman bought it from the marakama ma'arer. But if there's no shtar, and there's no cheskas gimel shanim, there's no chamigu b'makam eidim, there's no tanina. We're not going to be tanina. But we can't be tanina, migu b'makam eidim. So that's why it's not going to work. That's why it's not going to work. This is what the Drisha wants to suggest. That without cheskas gimel shanim, the Rashbam assumes that it's a migu b'makam eidim. Because you don't have a shtar, you don't have a shtar, come on. How can that be? So as a result, let's think it through. As a result, the machzik would not be neman to say kamei didi zavne minach, because kamei didi zavne minach is only neman b'migu the minach zavim, the b'migu the lahadam. He's not going to have the migu because that's migu b'makom eidim. Nor would the edus the darbe chadyoma work either, because edus darbe chadyoma generates the ability to do a tanina. Right? Once we have a raglayim ledover that the middleman bought it from the ma'ara, so now we can be taninan. But taninan is based on the fact that the mocha would have had a migu, so we can apply that migu to the machzik as well. But if the mocha's migu is a migu b'makom eidim, then we can't apply anything to the machzik. So he doesn't have either. He would not have either, according to this svara of the drish. Beis Halevi is that this is mamash meduik and a loshen of the Rashba. Like the drish. Let's see the loshen again. Now we just read it through, but let's read it more slowly now. Let's see the points of the Rashbam. What does the Rashbam say? The hocha b'hai uvda afilu bo eidim sheach zikba yom echad oso hamocher aval ein yodea im lakach oso im lav ein amol klum me'acha shezelo hechzik shaloshan v'gam harishan ein lo shtar mechira min habaylin.
You catch that hook at the end? Got this hook at the end.
But he doesn't stop there. The gam harishon ein lo shtar mechira min habayla. Who is he there for? The mocha doesn't have a shtar mechira from the habayla. He wasn't machzik, and the mocha doesn't have a shtar mechira. What's his point? The chora's point is, even if he wasn't machzik in loshanim, but if the middleman has a shtar mechira from the habaylim, so then the middleman has a migu. Right? The middleman can claim enough zavinta, b'migu de lahadam. There's no migu b'makom eidim, because he does have a shtar. You can't say you should have had the shtar. He has the shtar. Zok de Rashbam, if the middleman doesn't have a shtar, so the migu that you want to apply through taninan, this guy has eidim de dor b'chadyoma, so now you want to say taninan based on the migu, that just like the middleman could say migu, he could say minach zaventa b'migu de lahadam. So now we should say tanina for the machzik also. So comes Rashi and says, no, if there's no shtar, it's the migu b'makom eidim. If the middleman doesn't have a shtar, then the migu that you wanted to apply to the mocher, to the middleman, is now a migu b'makom eidim. Since it's a migu b'makom eidim, then we can't be tanina, that migu, for the machzik. Amish, 2 points together, the Rashi is saying. He doesn't have cheskas gimel shanim. If he had cheskas gimel shanim, he would win. Because it's a beautiful taina. Taninan is great. Why? Because he doesn't have to have a shtar after gimel shana. People don't hold on to their shtaris after gimel shana. But talk gimel shana, people do hold on to their shtaris because they're afraid. They're afraid. So if the middleman doesn't have a shtar, then the migu that the middleman would have, migu de lahadam, that's a migu makam eidim. So if it's a migu makam eidim, we can't be taninan, that migu for the machzik. So that's why it's not going to work. Beautiful diuk, the Beis Halevi's diuk in the Rashbam. It's even better than that. The Beis Halevi says, look at the next Rashbam. Now, we're so busy on this long Rashbam that we forget the other Rashbams in the sugya, but we have to read the rest.
Lav Kamodis. Right? Lav Kamodis, Ma'ara claims, aren't you moda that the karka belonged to me? Kamosha Perashti, says the Rashbam. Okay, same as the big Rashbam. The Atmi Noi Lo Zavinta. What's the time of this Ma'ara? Lav Kamodis the Hayara Didi, Huva At Lo Zavinta Mi Noi, Zil, Lav Balvarm Didi At. What kind of time is that? So the Rashbam. The Atmi Noi Lo Zavinta. Shafilu im hayisa toin d'minoi zavinta, balo ein lecha lo shtar velo chazaka. He says, you admit that I once owned this karka, and you didn't buy it from me. He just says it, and you didn't buy it from me. What does that mean? He says, even if you would be toin minoi zavinta, even if you were toin that you bought it from me, it wouldn't help you. Why not? Because you don't have a chazaka. Oh, that's like the Rashbam. That is the Rashbam, right? Right? You don't have a chazaka, so therefore you're not going to win. Adds the Rashbam, you don't have a chazaka. Lo shtar velo chazaka, he says. You don't have a shtar nor a chazaka. Notice here he puts shtar first. He says, you don't have a shtar. Therefore, even if you were toying in Al-Zaventa, you still wouldn't win. You moded to me that I once owned the karka. Even if you were not moded to me, you didn't say me planya zavinta the zavda mino, but you would say me noch zavinta. So you'd want to be neman b'migu de lahadam, b'migu that I never owned it at all, but you can't win with that anyway, he says, because there's no shtar, you don't have a shtar. So if you don't have a shtar, the whole migu is distressed. Migu b'makam eidim. If you don't have a shtar, then you didn't buy it. Below chazaka, and you also don't have a chazaka. If you had a chazaka, minog zavinta would win by itself. It doesn't need a migu. It's a taina. Once you have a chazaka, chazaka shiyeshi mataina, that's the biggest raya in the world. I don't need to explain the taina. As long as the taina is a good taina, that's enough with a chazaka. So after Rashbam, if you don't have the shtar, right? If you don't have a chazaka, you need a migu. But if you don't have a shtar, then the migu is a migu makam eid, and that's not going to work. If you have a chazaka, then you can lose. It's mamish. The two Rashbams are working in tandem. The fabundik, right? The Rashbams are attached, connected. We're all connected, right? The Rashbams are connected to each other. The Rashbam makes the point twice that without a shtar, there's no migu. So without a shtar, there's no migu because it's a migu makom eidim. Then without a chazaka, you're going to lose. This is the shita Rashbam. Yes.
Saying that the mochar should have a star, isn't that saying the same thing as why does Murakama have a star? I mean, the mochar sold it to the matzah, so why should he still have a star?
Because there's no cheskes in Lashon, so someone has to have a star. There's no cheskes in Lashon, and someone has to have a star.
Shouldn't the Murakama should also have a star then?
Murakama, why doesn't the Murakama have a star? He doesn't get the star. The mochar gives the star to the Lokeach. The Lokeach is the one who has to hold the star. It's not a halvah. By a halvah, the malva holds the star. Right, the person who is zocher through the shtar is the one holding it. And he wants to be zocher.
If the mochar sold it to the next person, then wouldn't he just say, I'm done with the whole... Is it disconnected now? Like, he sold it to the watch, if he then...
No, so that's why the Rashbam is, that there's no shtar in the mochar's hand, nor in the machzik's hand. That's why it's in the good mochar major. If the machzik had a shtar, then you know, there'd be nothing to talk about. But he doesn't have a shtar either. So if he doesn't have a shtar, then that's a nigud mochar major. Without chazak. With a chazaka, I don't need a migu bichlal. With a chazaka, minach zavinta wins. It carries the day. I don't need a migu. Without a chazaka, I need a migu. But if it's a migu makam eidim, because there's no shtar, then the migu is not going to work, and that's why he's going to lose out. Daniel?
Didn't Rashbam say earlier that the machzik does have a shtar mafira from the mocher, and therefore wouldn't that just be the same thing as having gimel shamin? Gimel shamin is gimel shamin. From the
mocha,
so the shtar
would
serve the same purpose.
The shtar that we're talking about is a shtar with the ma'arer, right? The mazik is a shtar from the middleman, but he and over here the Rashbam is saying you don't have a chazaka nor a shtar from me. Meaning, if you said minoch zavinta and you had a shtar from me, that's one thing. But if you don't have a shtar from me, so the only way to believe you without a chazaka is with a migu. But since you don't have a shtar from me, that's a migu b'makom eidim. He has a shtar from the middleman. He doesn't have a shtar from the middleman. What's going on over here? Right? But that's not, the shtar from the middleman is not going to help him because it's all mitla toli v'koy. It's all hanging. We still have to figure out, did the middleman buy it or was he a gazlan? We're not debating that the middleman sold it to the machzik. Efshemen Kenzogin, he sold it to the machzik. But what does that do for the machzik? It doesn't help him. He's got to prove that it was bought from the original guy.
So what does Chesed Gimel Shanim from the mocher do for the machzik if the machzik sold?
Because any Chesed Gimel Shanim proves that this ma'ar was not mocher within Gimel Shanim. So the Cheskas Gemoshana means he was living there for 3 years. Wasn't living there for 3 years. Oh, that's the Raglaim Ladova, that something was bought. Right? It's not stolen anymore. Something must have been bought. Okay, that's the Reshma. The first glance, that's the Reshma. That's the way the Drisha understood the Reshma. The Reis HaLevi understood the Reshma. But the Shach, in Choshen Mishpah, I didn't give it to you. We'll do it Baal Peh. But the Ramban says something very similar to the Shach. If you look carefully at the Rashbam's words, you can even read it more carefully. Well, read it slowly. I read it, tried to do it well, tried to read it in a way that I didn't reveal what I wanted to tell you. And apparently, there were no takers. So apparently I fooled you. But if you look at the Rashbam carefully, what does he say? The way I said the Rashbam over, without a Cheskes Gimel Shanim, the Machzik has nothing. Right? He can't be toying comedy these Avaminach, and the edus of Darbe Chadyom is not going to help him. And why is that? Because the Migu falls away. Risha explains that the Migu is a Migu Makom Eidim, therefore there's nothing. Right? Because to be Neman for comedy these Avaminach, we need a Migu. To be Neman for edus of Darbe Chadyom, we also need a Migu, because I need Taninim there. Right? Let's get this clear. The Gemara Memalef on the base says, is Neman Bimigu, the Minach Savinta, or in our Gemara, Bimigu the Lahadam, Lohayud Varmei Olam, Migu. Eidus the Darbe Chayoma, is Neman what? How's that Neman? Taninan. Right? There's no Taninan. There's just an Eidus. Taninan. Mocher Kona. Mihamarakama. Ma'arer. Whoever the one is. Migu de Mocher applies to the Machzik. Right? Whatever migu the mocher would have, minach zavinta, the migu the lahadam, right, applies to the machzik. So we said, according to the Rashbam, if there's no cheskes gimel shanim, so you need the migu. The migu are the directly that you should be nam of the migu, or that the migu should apply through taninan to the machzik. Right, the migu of the mocher applies through tanina to the machzik, and if it's migu mocher meidin, then it's not going to work, right? That's what we thought. But if you look carefully, the Rashbam doesn't say that. What does Rashbam say? Let's see the Rashbam one more time, one final time. He says, "V'hocha b'hay uvda afilu bo edim shechsuba." Yom Echad, Oso Amocher, Aval Ein Yodeim, Lokach Oso Emad, Eino Moel Klum. What doesn't work? What doesn't work? One, two, both, or neither? What doesn't work according to the Rashbam? If you read the Rashbam carefully. According to Lefi the Drisha, let's do it over here. Drisha Bedas Rashbam, below Cheskas Gimel Shanim, neither of them work. Why? Because it's a migu b'makom eidim. You need migu for either one. One directly and one indirectly. One through a taninan and one directly, right? So comes the drisha and explains that the Rashbam is saying without chesed gimel shanim, neither of them is going to work because the migu doesn't work. It's a migu b'makom. It's a migu b'makom eidim. It's a migu b'makom eidim. Right? What's the migu b'makom eidim? Anansa ein lo shtar. Anan Sadi Ohaisa Mechira. But what does Rashbam really say? What does Rashbam really say? What's not going to work? One, two, neither, both? New head. What's not going to work? It's right. It's right there. What's not going to work? Does Rashbam say anything about Kami Didi's Avnimina? Go ahead.
I think he just says Yom Echad.
He just did Rabbi Chad Yom, right? Right, the Talmud, what you want me to say? Rashbam doesn't talk about Kami Didi's Avnimina. He doesn't talk about it. And now, he does talk about it before. He talks about it multiple times. He says, he quotes from the Gemara. Right? Hechzik zeh shalosh shanim. V'toyim v'plani yazavim. V'zavdim yinah. Kamoy didi. Etc. Inami yesh lo eidim shechzik v'hamocha yom echad. He quotes both. But now he says, without a chazaka, eidus v'dar b'chad yom is not going to work. It sounds like the Rashbam holds what will work even without Cheskas and Moshanim. Well, no. The first, Kamei Didi Zavnach will work. Kamei Didi Zavnach will work, according to the Rashbam. That's the Shach's Biuk. It's a beautiful Biuk. I mean, you have to be the Shach to pick that out. You could have said, the Rashbam was just giving an example, but Halo Doverhu? One line before he mentions both, and now he only mentions the Eidus. Well, why does he do that? He doesn't mention Kamei Didi Zavin Minach. What's, you know, what's going on? Apparently, the Rashbam is not saying Kamei Didi Zavin Minach. He's not saying the Drisha's Vort, says the Shach. He's not saying this is a Migu B'Makom Eidim. Well, without the Shtar Anan Sadi, that there was no Mechira, not so fast. It's not a Migu B'Makom Eidim. But Eidus D'Dor Be'Chad Yoma is not going to work. That's all the Rashbam is saying. Without Cheskas D'Moshonim, Eidus D'Dor Be'Chad Yoma is not going to work. That's the Shach's understanding. The Shach's understanding of the Rashbam. And you know, it's not just the Shach. You know who said it before the Shach? Who said it before the Shach? You didn't see the Shach. But you did see who said it. The Ramban, of course. The Ramban. What does he say? Harava ben Ishmael, Shekosav Shafilu Hevi Eidim D'Dor Bechad Yoma. How does Avin Minei lo mahani miachas shalasik b'shoshanim? That's it. Yeah, that's it. No mention of Kamei Didi Zavin Minach. If you look at the Hemshech of the Rabban, it's clear that that it's bedafka nokai. Why? Well, what's the Rashbam saying lefi the Ramban and later the Shach? What's the Rashbam saying? So we should be able to figure this out because we've given all the information. Now, before we thought that the Rashbam is saying that it's a migul makom eidim if you don't produce the shtar, because I'm not sorry that there couldn't have been a mechira if there's no shtar. And you need the migul for both. You need migul both for kamei didi zavin minach, that's demonstrate the migul, and you also need migul for the taninim too. Because right? What's taninim? Taninim means if the mocha had a migul, so that mocha is going to transfer to the maksim. Lefi the Ramban and the Shach, the Rashbam is only saying that Eidus D'Dor B'Chad Yom is not going to work. So he's not viewing it as a Migul Makom Eidim, but what is he saying? What is he saying? Think about it. What's he saying? What's the answer? What's the answer? What does the Eidus D'Dor B'Chad Yom need that Kamei Didi Zavin Minach doesn't need in order to work? What does it need? One word.
Raya.
Raya? What else? Again?
Taninan.
Taninan? Eidim? Eidim, yes, that's true. It needs Eidim. But once you have the Eidim, so what do you need? Is the job finished once you have the Eidim? Once you have the Rai, is the job finished? No, you need more. You need what? Sultan, I'll say it again. Tanina. You need the Tanina, right? Kamei Didi Zadamel doesn't need a Tanina. The guy's never by himself with the Migul. But Eidus D'Dor B'Chad Yom creates a Raglayim Ladova that the middleman bought it, and that enables us to do a Tanina. So apparently, if the Ramban is picking on the Eidus D'Dor B'Chad Yom, what he's really saying is not that without the Shtar, it's a Migul Makom Eidim. He's saying, for Taninon, I need Cheskas Gimel Shonim. Without Cheskas Gimel Shonim, I can't do a Taninon. And that's what Eidus D'Dor B'Chad Yom needs. It needs a Taninon. The Eidus is just the mechanism that gets it off the ground, but I need the Taninon to finish the job. And that I can't do without a Cheskas Gimel Shonim. What does Cheskas Gimel Shonim do? Cheskas Gimel Shonim makes a raglayim ladavar. that something was sold, it's a raglan l'davar that it's shelo. If he has a cheskes gimel shanim, there's a stum of the milsa, as we called it. Remember in the sugi of shchuni gavoy, there's a stum of the milsa that it belongs to him. It doesn't belong to him until we establish it like it's in his hand. It might not become a mochzak, as we said, but there's a stum of the milsa. There's an assumption that it belongs to him after cheskes gimel shanim. So once there's an assumption that it belongs to the master, you have to chesed v'mashanim. So that enables us to say a tanina, but without that we wouldn't say a tanina. How can we say the tanina? Ah, it's the migum v'akam edim. No, who says the Rashbam holds it's the migum v'akam edim b'chalal? But I can't say tanina unless there's a raglayim l'davar that it's shalom. That's what he needs the chesed v'mashanim for. It's the same yishak. It's a beautiful pshat, and it's meduk in the Rashbam. It's mamish learning up the Rashbam carefully. The shach and Ramban. I'm not saying the Drisha didn't learn the Rashbam properly, but he expanded. He says the Rashbam is giving an example. He means Kamedidi also. Right? He's saying it's Lav Dafka Nakat the Edus. The Kamedidi is also shy after this. Because the reason why the Edus wouldn't work is because you need the Migos. So that would apply to Kamedidi also. But the Rabban and the Shach say no. They say no. Maybe it's Dafka only about the Edus, the Darbe Chadyoma. And the problem is, you can't say taninan unless there's some raglayim l'davar, some stomach de milsa that the machzik really should own it. That's why I need chesed v'zeh mashonim. But without that, if there's no stomach de milsa, so we're not gonna be taninan for him. Because what gives us the right to do a taninan just stand? Yes.
Why is there a difference between migo and chazaka? Why is all chazaka strong? In the first case, according to the shach, at least Rashbam would say that the migo goes all the way.
No, but Migu is only as far to say that what he's saying is the truth. Chazaka is stronger because Chazaka creates a stum of the mill so that the guy owns it. It's different. A taina is a taina. He's trying to put forward a taina that he should be able to own it. Chazaka speaks for itself. Chazaka speaks for itself. And that's the whole idea. We need a raglayim l'davar to enable us to say taina. Chazaka gives us that umdana that we need, that is a stam of the Muslim, a stam, he owns it. So we're not relying on his statement, he doesn't say anything almost. Right? With the cheskes de moshanim, we are going to be taninan for him. Right? As long as he has aidan, that the mocha was there. In the interim, I mean, he did say something, but saying something got him into trouble. He introduced the concept of a middleman in this case. But yeah, but once he introduced that concept, but he has aid in that the middleman actually exists, he was there for one day, so we're going to be talking to him, and that will finish the job. The Ramban happens to add one final nakuda, just to finish the job. The Ramban says, you know what's missing without the Chesed Gimel Shanim? What is really missing over here without the Chesed Gimel Shanim? It's not just that there's no stum of the mill so that the Machzik owns it. That's true, but it's more than that. There's something unique in this case. And that is what the machzik did. What does he say? Aval ki les lechazoka, aval gav dehonami les lechsadi deshelo havas, kevon de odi hay machzik lomatsino lemitan leklum. Even the odi haymachzik, the machzik was moda, we can't do a tanina thing. Dafilu isay lekama kamon. Even if the first one was in front of us, even if the middleman was in front of us, v'toyin bebarimin av zavinta lo mehem and mikaven the odi hay v'hoda asa hoda. The Ramban is saying it's not just that without the chazaka there's no raglayim l'dava that he bought the field. He's saying over here the problem is that the machzik was also molded that the ma'ar owned the field to begin with. Isn't that the ikar of what the Ramban is saying? That he's explaining what the Rashbam holds, that without the Eidah, that even if he brought Eidah to Darbe Chadyoma, it's not going to help him. Why is it not going to help him? Talk to Ramban, because he's molded. He was molded that the ma'ar owned the field. He's molded that the ma'ar owned the field. How's the Eidah to Darbe Chadyoma going to help him? What does he mean? If he's molded at the ma'ar on the field, so then there's no migo. The migo would have been minach zavinta b'migo de lahadam. He can't have a migo if he's molded that the guy did own the field. He lost the opportunity for the migo. So if he doesn't have cheskes gemol shanim, then he's going to lose out because we can't do taninim for him. We were saying before that the Ramban's pshat in the Rashban is that really you could say migul makom. It's not a migul makom eidim. The problem is without a raglan medover that the master goes it, without the cheskas and lashana, we can't do taninim. The Ramban is saying it's more than that. It's that the machzik was even moda over here. The machzik was moda. Because the machzik was moda, now he doesn't have a migul. He can't be nema b'migul. So what are we going to be taninim for? To be tanina means we're going to be tanina the migu of the mocha for the machzik. But we can't do that if the machzik himself says, I don't have a migu. He says it's not lahadam. He admits that the ma'ara once owned it. So because he admits, now he loses the opportunity to have that migu. So we can't be tanina for him. That's how the Ramban understands the Rashban. Right? It's not simply without a raglayim adam, we're not going to do tanina. No, it's even stronger than that. We can't do a taninan over here because the machzik was moda that the ma'arer owned the field to begin with. So he lost the opportunity to have a migu, the lahadam. So that's why we're not going to do taninan for him. Now, if he has cheskas gimel shonim, that'll save the day. Because if he has cheskas gimel shonim, now raglayim ledover that he bought it. If he has cheskas gimel shonim, he doesn't even need a migu. If the mocher would have cheskas gimel shonim, he wouldn't need a migu. He could just claim minach zavinta. He doesn't need the migu anymore. So even though the machzik doesn't have a migul, it's no problem. As long as he has a cheskas gimel shonim, since the mocher could be zocher with cheskas gimel shonim with a tanim minach zavinta, we will be taninan for the machzik. Oh, but without cheskas gimel shonim, we need the migul. We need the migul because the tanim minach zavinta doesn't work by itself. Without cheskas gimel shonim, we need the migul. If the machzik was already moder that the ma'ara owned the field at some point in time, he loses the koch of migul, so then we can't do taninan for him. So that's why it's not going to work. This seems to be what the Ramban suggested. Okay, so just to summarize, we have a Rashbam that says that despite the fact that on Daf and Aleph on the days the Gemara says that the Machzik can win in one of two ways, either if he has a Taina Kamedi Dizar Minach, or if he has Eidim to Dorbe Hamocha Chadyoma. But in our sugya, the Rashbam says it's not going to work because here, since there's no Chesed Moshanim, it's not going to work. What's it? So some Rishonim learn, or some Midrisha and the Beis Halevi say that the Rashbam means both the Eidus Darbe Chadyoma and the Taina Kamei Zaharim Nach, neither of them is going to work if he doesn't have Chesed Tim Hashan. Why? Because it's a Migu B'makom Eidim. The fact that he doesn't have Mishtar, that's the biggest Raya, Nansadi, that there was no Mechira, it's a Migu B'makom Eidim, so you don't have a Migu directly, you don't have a Migu indirectly through the Taninan either, because it's a Migu B'makom Eidim either way. Ramban and the Shach seem to be learning the Rashbam differently, that what's not going to work is the Eidus the Darbe Chadyoma. That's not going to work. The migu will work. Kamei Didi Zaharinov could still work even without Chesed and Lashon. Because he does have a migu. But there's no shtar. That's not a migu makom eidim. Okay, it implies something, but it's not so mukhruch that there was no mechira, just the fact that he didn't have a shtar. It's not a migu makom eidim. The migu would work. So what's the problem over here? He said that there seems to be a problem with the tanina. That's what there seems to be. So you could say simply that the problem is if there's no raglayim ledover, then we can't do taninah. Without chesed and lashonah, there's no raglayim ledover that the machzik bought it. That some mechira took place, so we're not going to do taninah then. Even if the migu would not be a migu makom, we're still not going to do taninah then. Ramban just adds that here it might be even more than that. That we're not going to do taninah because the migu, the taninah of the migu of the mocha working for the machzik, that can't work because the machzik already was mocha that the ma'ara owned the kark at some point in time. So if the migu doesn't work for him, we can't be taninan something that doesn't make any sense for the machzik. He said that he's not going to be nema with this migu. He said that the ma'ara owned the kark at some point. So the whole tainas migu lahadam is not going to work for the machzik. So that's why taninan is not going to work for the machzik. But that would limit the Rashbam to say that the edus the darbe chadyoma is not going to work with achaz nimashanim, but kamei didi zavim enough would still work. Okay, this is a back and forth in terms of how to read the Rashbam against the Ramban and against Tosfos who disagree with the Rashbam. Yes, Mordi.
Why would the Rishon not say that if the Rashbam himself says that the Masik is Moda on his own, the Mar is Marakala?
The Masik is Moda, but the question is, why does the Rashbam, what's the svar of the Rashbam to say that Eidus Darbe Chadyoma doesn't work without Chesed in Hashem? Is it because he was Moda and therefore he lost the potential for the Migul? Or maybe no, it's something much more fundamental. That even if he were to have the Koch of Migul, even if somehow he were able to have the Koch of Migul, it's still a Migul Makam Eidim. Now, what are you really asking? If he loses the Koach HaMigdol, so what do you mean if he had the Koach HaMigdol? I don't want to confuse matters, but it's really the Hemshah, it's really our...
How's there Migdol-Migdol if there's no Migdol?
No. If there's no Migdol, how's it a Migdol-Migdol? No. If the way that it's not a Migdol... Oh, I see what you're saying. How can you call it a Migdol Makom Eidim if he doesn't have a Migdol Bechla because he was already voted? Maybe the Drisha is just saying that the Rashbam would hold that even if he were not Moda yet, right? He's only Moda now, at this point in time. At this point in time, he's being Moda with his Taina. The Taina is Aventa de Zavamina. So right now, he still has the Migdol. It's only after this point that he doesn't have the Migdol. So right now that he still has the Migdol, but still, since there's no Chesed HaMoshanim, and there's no Shtar Mechira, he would still lose, says the Drisha, because it's a Migdol Mechamed. Right? Okay. Question, Shlomo.
Really, according to the Ramban's last point, that through the Hodah that the Mahar owned it, the Migdol wouldn't work, so how would Kamei Dizav Mikol work, according to the Ramban?
Kamei Dizav Minach.
Wouldn't he still need a Migdol?
When you need a Migdol de la Hagah. I think if he was already Moda, so why would Kamei Didi Zavon Enoch work? Why would Kamei Didi Zavon Enoch work? Good Taina Shlomo. Taina. You said a kamon. Tony the verb enough to think of a man and come to Odi Hive and Hoda. The hollow have a Mehemet only Shemigul, you have a name of Avida Chavra, the Hashta also I have a Migul. The law mean a Migul di Boish, you shosik me mean an anan. He doesn't have a Migul. So we can't be Tanin on him. Tanin on him because he no longer has that Koach of Migul. Every time I do this, I don't mean that. It's a good idea. What do you think?
Huh? Not making sense, but it would be the same answer. But it's so scared that it went by itself. Does it need to make it?
The katsalas.
Wow.
That's sharp. You here?
Yeah.
Interesting. Psh. I don't know. I'm not sure what the Ramban holds about that. But it's certainly a possibility. That's mamish like, wow. Shot between the eyes. Sniper. I feel the heat. Possibility.
Yesterday we said something about the Tosafot saying that we can't be Tanya based on Amigo, but if it's just Amigo, maybe.
That's what I was thinking, but I'm not sure. That's where I was going, but I wasn't ready to say it yet. You were ready. I wasn't ready to say it until I was sure. But I'm not sure that it's right. That's why I want to say it. Right? Why is it only a reason not to say Tanina? Right? If I don't have the Koach Amigo, so. And come with these out of. You're saying. Is it an independent hodah according to the Ramban? What did we say before? Is it an independent hodah or is it only through the taina? Independent. Yes, so if it's independent, what does that mean? He's saying, I knew before.
Isn't the fact that you know it's true that doesn't matter then if it's independent?
It shouldn't matter, and then what? What?
Independent in the fact that he's admitting now that he knows through Kamidi Zabna Minach, that the fact that he's admitting that more Kamid doesn't matter, is seemingly quite fair and fine. No, wait,
the right, then, you, then you wouldn't have a Migu Bechla. Right? Yeah. If you're saying it's through the Taina, it's one thing. But if you say the Kamidi Zabna Minach is Nema Mitzad Atzmo, but that Taina is not really a Migu, it's really Nema Mitzad Atzmo, so then Efshah, then we can explain the Rashbam. Obviously, that would depend on the whole machlokas, where the diuk from the Rashbam, Marit has had one. I'm sorry, it's a different issue. It would depend on how we understand the Rashbam. I hear. Food for thought. Very, very interesting discussion, Shlomo. Back. Very interesting. I have to think about it more. Think about it more. Before the Purim Suda, I have to think about it. Okay. But this discussion of the Rashbam, and specifically the Ramban's approach to the Rashbam, that once the Mocher doesn't have a Migu, then we can't do Taninan because we have to apply whatever the Mocher could do to the Machzik. And if the Machzik wouldn't have the Koach HaMigu because he doesn't have the Tainas HaMigu of the Mocher, so then we can't do Taninan for the Machzik. So that issue, that Taninan for the Machzik, Taninan for the Lokeach, is all a function of what the Lokeach is able to do. It's not like we can just take whatever Koach the Mocher had and apply it to the Lokeach. No, he has to have that Koach himself. So that relates to the whole, to the end of Tosfos. This is discussed in Tosfos itself. And here we get to Mamish, the final word in the Sugi. Okay, so let's all look at this Tosfos. Let's see what Tosfos says. And we'll try to figure out the svaras, because we've already touched on a lot of it, and we're just going to finish the job to come full circle and to tie it up nicely. What does the Tosfos say? So we skip the part of Tosfos that talks about the Mishnah in Ksubas and Nefkuf Tes. It's a very important Mishnah, nice machlokas, Tosfos and Rashi and Tosfos there. I think this relates to the Pesha Asa question that we discussed. The Buchanan has this, that Rashi might be making a statement about Pesha Asa as opposed to Tosfos, but we don't have to do every part of Tosfos. You'll do that on your own. The Tosfos picks up like this. Be'uvda didan. The first one on is Bosa. Six lines there. Be'uvda didan. I have a ma'isi ha-machzik sadi d'dor b'chad yoma nira l'rashba. Rashba? That's the Rash Mishantz, the Baal Tosfos Rashba, not the Chidush of Rashba. That's a different, that's Shlomo than Aderis. It's a different Rish. Right, this is one of the Baal Tosfos. The Rashba is from Sfarad. It's a different Nira l'Rashba. The Rash, the Baal Tosfos, says the Havale l'Ukme l'Arabiyote. If the Machzik brought Edim, the Dar b'Chad Yoma, we should give him the field. Afal gavad like amigo, even if he doesn't have amigo, is what we just mentioned. He doesn't have amigo. He's moda that the karka belonged to the ma'ara at some point in time. So even though he doesn't have amigo, Zok the Rash, we should give him the karka anyway. Nikomakam taninan the lokeach me achashaya mocha neman lomar zavintim enough amigo di boy yomer lohoise shacham eolam. But taninan for the lokeach. That since the mocher would have a migu, so we'll be toying this taina for the lokeach too, even though he himself doesn't have it. He doesn't have the migu. But he can't say lahadam anymore because he admits that the ma'ar on the karka doesn't matter. Afagav the high lokeach yada shayse shelo. He says he knew. And the Rashbam assumes it's an independent hodah. He says he knew, so he wouldn't have the migu that the mocher had. Nevertheless, we're going to be towing for the lokeach, for the machzik, and we'll be mamed the field in his hand. Okay, this is what the Rash Mishantz wants to say. That as long as he has edim to dar b'chad yoma, we're going to say taninan, everything is fine. Even if there's no cheskes nimoshan. I mean, that's what Tosfos said, right? Against the Rashbam. I mean, that's what Tosfos said. Now, skipping a little bit, he makes reference to a Gemara Lamed Daled, a very important Gemara, Naskha Rav Abba. Maybe we'll get to Naskha Rav Abba at some point. That's a very lumbish sugya, beautiful sugya. But it's a little while from now. So I didn't want to open up a Pandora's box. But he adds a very interesting raya to his yisod. He says we're going to be taninan for the lokeach through the taina of the mocha. We're going to apply the taina of the mocha to the lokeach b'migu, right? The migu of the mocha to the lokeach, even if the lokeach doesn't have that migu, because he was already moda that the ma'ara on the field. He says I'll bring you a raya to that. Hukagavnu matzino b'sofa mocha. Later on in the Gemara Daf Ayin, we see a similar idea. Hamafkir etzel chaver b'shtar. What's he doing? In the Gemara Daf Ayin, the Gemara says by Mafkeret Zachaver Bishtar that even though we're not taninan liyas minensu, why are we not going to be toying nensu for the Yisomim? Because it's a taina de lo shchicha. It's not a normal taina. Things aren't always nenas. Nenas means an accident happened. You know, it was flooded, armed robbers came in. It's a very strange thing. So we're not going to be towing that taina for the Yisomim, because it's such a strange thing. Bezdin is not tanina for the Yisomim strange things, because then Bezdin looks strange. So we're not going to be tanina milsad lo shchicha. But they still have the migo. We will be tanina hechzart de migo de nensu, because the father could say hechzart de migo de nensu. The father could say hechzart, the father could say nensu. He could say whatever he wants. The person himself, the baldover himself, can say a taina de lo shchicha. That's his prerogative. So since the father could say both hechzartiv or nensu, we'll be taninan for the Yisomim hechzartiv b'migu de nensu, even though we won't be towing nensu for the Yisomim themselves. But how can we do that? If they don't have the tainas hamigu, if they don't have the ability to give the second taina, if Bezin doesn't have the ability to give the second taina, so how can we be towing hechzartiv b'migu de nensu? There's no migu. He says apparently, you see from that it's not a problem. that we're towing for the lokeach, we're towing for the yoresh, for the yasmi, b'migu, even if the migu doesn't apply to them, as long as the original one, as long as the mocher or the father has the migu, the lokeach and the yoresh can get the koach of that migu, even if they themselves don't have the koach of it. They themselves could not be towing that migu, because taninan is not about them. It's not about the lokeach. It's not about the yoresh. It's about taking the koach of the other individual, of the father or the mocher, and applying it. So as long as the koach was there, we can apply it. Even if we're not going to have that individual, the Yorish, Lokech, is not going to have that Tainas Amigo himself. Taninan is a more powerful koach, he says. And that's why over here too, despite the fact that the Machzik has been moded at the Ma'ar once on the field, so what? If the middleman has a Migu, he could say, Minos Avintav Amigo de la Hadam, with Taninan for the Machzik. Mikoach the Mocher. Aye, but that Migu doesn't work for the Machzik, so what? That's what Taninan is all about. As long as the middleman, as long as that the person that we're taninan from has the koach, then we're taninan for the other person as well. This is what the Rash wanted to say. But the Reed disagrees. The Omer Reed, the Lodomi, Lahahida Mocher Sabayas. The Hochem Hayarotza Mocher Lizkos Betanezud, Lohoysa Shachame Olam, Lohoya Ma'akva Halokayach, Share Yodea Haya Shahisa Shalom. The Rebbe says there's no comparison to that case. Over here, the machzik knows himself that the ma'ara owned the field. That's what he says. So if the middleman wanted to say lahadam, the machzik wouldn't allow him to say that, because he doesn't hold of that. By the yisomim, it's not that the yisomim don't hold of nensu, right? It's that we can't be towing a tainat lo shchicha for them. But if they knew what happened, if they knew what went on, they could be towing nensu too. We're not going to be towing a taina de lo shchicha for them. But there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the taina of nensu. They'd be happy to be towing nensu, you know, if they knew. If the father told them nensu, they'd be happy to be towing nensu too. So he says, what's the connection? Nensu is a fine taina, not just for the father, but for the yisomim too. Here, lahadam is not a good taina for the machzik, because the machzik doesn't like that taina. The machzik will say, it's sheker. I know he taka owned the field at some point. So he wouldn't allow the mocha to be towing that time. So he wouldn't allow the mocha to be towing the taina. He would say, it doesn't make any sense. That's not a good taina. Ma'ara should get the field. It's not a good migu. So if the lokeach wouldn't let the mocha put forward the taina, we can't be taninan for him based on the mocha, because that's a taina that he himself wouldn't want to be towing. But nensu, the yisomim would be fine with nensu. They wouldn't care. It's just we're not going to be toying for them. They don't know anything. We can't be toying for them because it's a tainat l'shichah. But they'd be fine with it if their father would tell them to be toying this. The machzik would not be fine with saying you never owned it, ma'ara, because he knows that he did own it. So therefore, we can't be toying from the mocher to the machzik because the machzik himself wouldn't allow the mocher to have the migu that that he wants to have. This is the back and forth on the Rashba to the Rebbe. The Rashba and the Rebbe both hold that we are taninan in the Gemara and Dafayim. Right? They all agree that we're not taninan milsa de l'shichah for the Yisomim, and nevertheless, even though there's no migu for the Yisomim, there is a migu for the father, there's no migu for the Yisomim, taninan still works. That they both agree about. They're not arguing about that. Taninan can work even if the person that we're towing for doesn't have a migu. As long as we're towing from a person who has a migu, even if the person that we're towing for doesn't have a migu, that's fine. The Regis holds there's no raya from there to here, because here the mazik would not even allow the mocher to have the migu, because he doesn't like that taina. Lahadam, he says, is sheker, so he wouldn't allow it to be said. So if he wouldn't allow it to be said, so then we can't apply it there. It doesn't make any sense. What is this Gemara Daf Ayin talking about that they're discussing? It's a complicated case. We don't even have to go into the details of the case. It's a very, very important sugya, though. And we keep on touching it, and then we, like, you know, Daf Ayin also. We looked at it a little bit, we didn't really hit it strongly. How many Talmidim saw the Gemara Daf Ayin? How many Talmidim were able to see the Gemara? A lot of the Shia. Okay, good. So that Gemara Daf Ayin is really the sugya that all the Achronim touch on through Tosfos. Tosfos there, Tosfos here, are working in tandem. Tosfos there is a fundamental yesod about what Taninan is all about, and it really can help us. Now we have to understand what the machlokas is between the Rashba and the Ri, this Rash Mishans and the Ri. This is the final word in the sugya. We're talking so much about Tanina. We have to figure out what's the machlokas over here. I mean, clearly they have a major machlokas. If the machzik says lahadam is a sheker, I don't want you to say that. So now suddenly the mocher doesn't have that migu, and it can't apply to the machzik. That's the Ri. And the Rashba says, no, what's the problem? As long as he by himself would have had that migu, that's enough thing. And we can apply it to the machzik too. What's machlokas? Does apply, doesn't apply. Like what are they disagreeing about? So to understand what the Rashba and the Ri are disagreeing about, we really have to go to the Gemara Defiant. We have to understand what that Gemara is telling us. What is that Gemara telling us? You know, instead of doing the sugya in great detail, I think that might get us involved in a quagmire. Let's do it. Let's do the sugya that way. No quagmires. Let's read the sugya a little bit together. Okay, what does the Gemara say on that way? Boy minei Rav Amram mei Rav Chista hamafkei es lachaveh b'shtan ba'amalo echzarte loch mahu mi amin amigo diba yomer nensu mehemen hashnami mehemen odil mamatzi amalo eshtarcha biyadim adbo. Okay, you can tell someone that we did the Gemara Dafayin. What's the Gemara Dafayin? This is the Shaila, right? Rav Amram asked Rav Chista, what's the din in the following case? Right, those who were in the shir in the first semester, so we know the basic principles, right? There's a chazaka called eshtarcha biyadim adbo. That if someone's holding onto a shtar, the chazaka is, the ruba, the lesser kamon is, that it's not paid up. It's not paid up, it's not returned, right? Whether we're talking about a milva, talking about a pikadon, it's the same thing. Right? Milva means that if the malva has the shtar, so then the lova says, I paid up, harati, but the malva produced the shtar, so the lova has no taina, because the shtar is saying that you never paid up, because if you paid up, shtar chabiyodi, my boy, what's your shtar doing in my hand? Same thing, if a mafkid, right? Someone is mafkid, it's a chaver or bishtar. So now, if the nifka said I returned the pikadon, and the mafkid said you didn't return the pikadon, this is the shtar. So again, he can say shtar chabiyadi, my boy. If you return the pikadon, so what's the shtar doing in my hand? So asked Rav Amram, but just one second. maybe he should be able to say Hechzartiv because he has a Migo. He could say Nensu. Nensu is a Ptur that's unrelated to the Shtar. The Shtar just says that he gave the Pikadon. And it hasn't been returned. He gave the money and it hasn't been returned. It doesn't say that it wasn't Nenas. Nenas means that it accidentally got damaged. So that could happen even if the Malv is holding on to the Shtar, even if the Malv is holding on to the Shtar. So there is a Migu Denensu over here. So should he be Nema with a Zart of Migu Denensu? What do we say? The Chazak of Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, is too strong. Migu B'makam Chazak. Now, we had a Shiloh where the Migu is Nema B'makam Chazak on the family base, but this is special. This is Migu B'makam Chazak of the Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. It's a special Chazak. And it might be different than other Chazakas. It's unclear. So Amalei Mehemim, Rav Chista responded, he's Taka Nema. Meaning, Migu works against Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. I fact, Amalei, Vilema Lei Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. Amalei, Vilema Lei, Amalei Nensu, Mimotzi, Amalei Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, doesn't work with Nensu. So, Achzartiv should be Nema, but Migu the Nensu, because Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, doesn't work against Nensu. What's he saying? He's basically saying that Nensu and Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, are not conflicting with each other. So why should Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, conflict with Chazartiv? He has a migu, so that's it. Nensu gives him the koach against Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. Interesting time. He's basically saying the chazak of Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, is not so strong, so migu is going to win against it. That's basically Rav Chista's point. The migu works against Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. So Amar Lei, so Kiyamar Lei Nensu Lav Shua Boy, Achanami, my Neman, Neman Bishwa. The Gemara says, Taka, if you say Nensu, you'll have to take a Shua. So yeah, the Migu is Neman, Kenegad, Chazak of Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, but he has to take a Shua to win. This is the Gemara. Rav Chista sets forth the principle that a Migu of Herzat of Migu de Nensu will be Neman against Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. So the Gemara wants to say, Nema Ketanoi, maybe this should be a Machlokas Tanai. And it introduces a whole case of Shtar Kis on Yisom. We're not going to get involved in the whole discussion over here. But let's just say like this. The Shtar Kis that we're talking about is Pal Gamilva Upal Gapikadon. It's to solve a Ribbis problem, but not for now. It's half Milva and half Pikadon. Now, the half of Milva definitely you can be Gover. Half of Milva, he definitely can be Gover. Meaning, there was a Malva, there was a person who gave the Shtar Kis to the father, and now the father died. And the Yisomim have the Shtar Kis. It's half Milva, half Pikadon. To solve a Ribbis problem, Chazal made it into an investment, so you can charge interest. You can charge interest because it's not really interest, because you're taking a risk. We treat it like partially a Pikadon, so you're taking a risk. So it's like a Hender Iska, right? Anyone who takes a mortgage out of the bank, if it's a Jewish bank, you gotta make a shtar heter iska, which makes the milveh into an asek, it makes it into an investment. There's a little bit of a loss, a little bit of a risk that you're taking, so therefore it's mutter to charge ribbis. So the question is, can you be gover the part of pikadon? Can you be gover the part of pikadon from the yisomim? Do the yisomim have a? Can the yisomim say achzaret v'migul denensu? Against the shtar kiss, the shtar of shtar chabiyadi, my boy, by pikadon, or not? That's the shaila. It's the shaila of migu against shtar chabiyadi, my boy, by shtar pikadon. That's really the shaila of the Gemara. And there are 2 days, right? 2 days in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to say maybe that's the machlokas Rav Chista, right? Whether Rav Chista is right or not right. Do we say migu neged the chazak of shtar chabiyadi, my boy, or not? That's the shaila of the Gemara. That's the shaila of the Gemara. So comes Tosfos and asks the following question. Tosfos says, "V'im Tomar on the Manda Omar that Migu doesn't work, Kenegat Shtar Chabiyadi Mabai. And if it doesn't work, then you should be able to be Gover the Pikadon, because Shtar Chabiyadi Mabai is stronger." In fact, Tosfos, "V'im Tomar Akati Amai Gover Kulo the Litom Liasmi Nensum." I don't understand. You're talking about whether Shtar Chabiyadi Mabai is stronger than a Migu. Who needs a Migu? Let's just be Toi Nensu for the Yisomim. That's not a Migu, that's a Tainas Nensu. Why can't we be Toi Nensu for the Yisomim? Yesh Lomar, de Milsut lo Shchicha hi, lo Taninan, liyasmin, de Milsut lo Shchicha hi, lo Taninan liyasmin, de Nensu kola Isle. Netzu is a taina that would have a kol, so it's a milsav lo shchicha that it doesn't have a kol. Right? To toin netzu without a kol, that's a milsav lo shchicha. So then we're not going to be toin for yisom. That's the Tosfos. Tosfos says we're not toin a milsav lo shchicha for the yisom. The ava gav davu and avi mehemet lo meshenensu miu lo tanin and lahu. Even though the father would be neman with nensu, we're not going to be towing that taina for the yisomim. Says Tosfos, the Manda Amar, who holds that you can't be gover the pikadom. The Manda Amar who says that you can't be gover the pikadom. What does he hold? You can't be gover the pikadom. That means that the migu is going to win out. That we're going to be taninan for the yisomim hechzarite v'migu the nensu. Commander Amo says Nishba Gova Mechz, I mean to go with the Milva Banata Pikadam. If you can't be Gova the Pikadam by the Star Kiss, that's Yotze Ala Yasomim. What's he saying? He's saying the Migu is Neman Keneged Shtarcha Biyadan Aboy. Rav Chista is right. So why is the Migu Neman? How can we be Tanina? So he says Betanina Lahu Echzart of Lachavagav Lotanina Lahu Nensu, Kevan the Avon, Hayamehem, Betainazu, Migu di Bayoman Nensu. Says Tosis, we're not going to be Tanina Nensu for the Yisomim themselves. No way, no how. But the Manda Amar who says that we will be Tanina and Hechzartiv Migud Nensu, that's because the father was able to be Toin Hechzartiv, and he was able to be Toin Nensu. He has the Migu. So as long as the father has the Migu, then we'll be Tanina and Hechzartiv Migud Nensu for the Yisomim as well. The Tosis is saying a mouthful over here. They're saying we won't be Toin Nensu directly for the Yisomim. That's a Milsav Lo Shchicha. But Echzartiv Migud Nensu, we can be toying them. But why? Why? Because the father could be toying Echzartiv Migud Nensu. The father could be toying Echzartiv, and he could be toying Nensu also. I, if a Tanit Lo Shricha, no, but if he's a Bogover, he can say whatever he wants to say. There's no call, but okay, so what? He's allowed to say whatever he wants to say. We're not going to be Tanin on something that's Lo Shricha, because that's a Zilus of the Beidina. That seems strange. But the father could be toying. So Zoktosis, even though we won't be toying Nensu directly for the Yisamun, but from the father that we certainly can be told. That we certainly can be told. Comes the Ramban and says, absolutely not. The Ramban, Muhammad Hashem, he says, from here we see clearly that we will be taninan nensu for the Yisrael themselves. We have to be able to be taninan milsad l'shchicha for the Yisrael. Why? Because if we can't be toy nensu for the Yisrael, then we can't do taninan of v'chzarete v'migud nensu either. Says the Ramban, it's impossible that we be able to be toy v'chzarete v'migud nensu unless we could be toying each one of those tainas for the Yisrael. Why? The Ramban has a famous statement over here. What is he sound of Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph and Dapi Arif? This is a murder Ramban. You gotta put this on the top 10 of the Ramban and Lachamas. He says it has to be that we can be toying Nensu for the Yisom, because if not, then how can we be toying Hechzartiv? Mikavan she'enan yucholin lama Nensu, einanu ne'manim liton hechzirim lach. D'mei achasha hayisod horus, heich yiskayim habinyin. If the foundation is broken, then the whole structure falls down. Hechzartiv is only standing the migud and ensu. The strength of Hechzartiv is through the migud and ensu. If we're not going to be toying ensu for the Yisomim, so the whole thing is a deck of cards, is a house of cards. There's no foundation. Hechzartiv is only neman b'migud and ensu. So if you're not going to be toying the taina b'loshika for the Yisomim, so then you have the migud. The migud falls away. So the migud falls away. There's no Hechzartiv. Tosis wants to say, no. Taina Boshik, we're not going to be toying directly to the Yisomim. But Migu, no problem, because we hide behind the father. So the Ramban is no hiding over here. If the Yisod is Horus, the Binyan is Horus. If Nafala Yisod, Nafala Binyan. If the foundation falls, then the whole thing's erupt. The Binyan falls away too. So the Ramban says, it must be that we can be toying those Boshik over the Yisomim. We must be able to be toying that to them, because if not, then we can't be toying Echzartiv either. Because if there's no Nensu, there's no Echzartiv. The Migu falls away. Tov says, no problem. We're hiding behind the father. Ramban says, there's no hiding behind the father. You've got to be able to be toying for the Yisom directly. What's the machlokas Tosis and Rambam? So tomorrow we're going to try to clarify Hakir. We're going to try to understand what Tanya is all about. We're going to explain Mitzvah Hashem, Tosis and Rambam. And then we're going to pedal back into Tosfos and try to close the circle to explain the two Shivas and Tosfos.